This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
Now, today on ESPN Daily, guys, with NBA rosters taking shape, players headed to Orlando, Pablo Torre breaks down how the restart's going to work and some upcoming changes to the podcast itself. That's ESPN Daily. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcast. So I guess that podcast goes from a Mina Kimes vehicle and gets transferred over to Pablo Torre. So that's big news for him. And Rick, I know you're a huge fan of Pablo.
Huge fan.
I know.
Huge fan. And you made, I mean, and you discovered and mentored Mina Kimes.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd say. Yeah, maybe. I guess a little bit.
You gave her the nudge.
I did give her the nudge. She didn't want to do radio.
And now she's a star.
Big star. I should talk to myself at some point and tell myself it's going to all work out.
Yeah, I would. I would probably after the show during the long weekend. I would take your iPhone. I would put on Man in the Mirror, and I would just stare at the mirror.
Yeah, just don't beat yourself up too much this weekend, Dave.
Which is a foregone conclusion.
I see what you're doing there. Sherry's birthday tomorrow, by the way.
Would you get her anything good?
I'm not going to tell you. She's probably listening to the show.
She's not listening to the show.
She's listening to the show. Although, how about this, though? I will tell you this, and I know that she knows. I bought her something from a store, and they said, what number is associated with your account? And it's Sherry's number. So I gave that number, and I paid, and we're done. They go, okay, great. The email's been shot off to that email address. And I'm like, what?
What are you doing?
They send an email to that email right when you make the purchase.
They're ruining the surprise.
Exactly. And I was like, can you pull it back? She's like, no, I can't pull it back. I was like, great. So she didn't say anything, but I know she knows.
Did they know ahead of time that it was a birthday present for her?
I don't know that they knew that, but you'd think that they would say there's going to be an email that goes to this address right away.
But that's what I was saying, though. Like, if you let it be known when you go to the place that you're shopping for a birthday gift for
your wife. Well, I did not, but I didn't know I needed to.
This speaks to your ineptitude.
How is this me? Really? Come on. Why? It takes you 5 hours to shop for fruit and I'm inept?
Well, that's because of my wife. If it was up to me, I wouldn't be in the produce section.
Well, I don't do anything well.
And peaches and grapes and cherries and avocados and everything else. I'm in and out.
But this is supposed to be up your alley, Dave. I mean, you do well with vendors. You work miracles with vendors, I guess.
But how would I know that they would send an email? Shoot off an email the second you make the purchase?
Well, no, you wouldn't know that. But I guess my whole point is if you're shopping for a birthday gift for your significant other, for your wife, I would think that you would let it be known, whoever's working with you at the store, that you would tell them, I'm shopping for a birthday gift for my wife.
Well, I did say I'm getting this for my wife. I didn't say it was birthday, but I'm getting this for my wife. And then the woman's
well,
like,
that's
oh,
bad.
Okay.
On that's shame on them.
She's like,
that's
oh,
shame
that's, on them. She said, oh, that's nice. And then she's like, okay, can I get your phone number? Give them the phone number that's associated with the account. She's like, great. We just shot an email off to that. I'm like, wait, what?
That's not your fault, Dave. I take it all back.
Well, it is kind of his fault.
That's on them, Rick.
It's kind of his fault because, I mean, anytime you order something online, I don't care what the store is, they usually send you a confirmation email.
Yeah, but when you go into the store?
You actually went into the store?
I went into the store to avoid this. Exactly. Yes.
And they're sending it to the house or they gave it to you when you ordered?
No, they send an email to the number that's associated with the account.
But did you get the item when you were at the store?
Yes.
Okay, that's on you,
though. And he paid cash.
How is it on me?
That's not all.
Did they ask you? I mean, is this a gift? You want us to wrap it? They didn't even wrap it?
No, I wrapped it.
Oh, you wrapped it. There's probably blame to go around for both of you. But yeah,
nah, I put that on them. That's on them, Rico. That's not on Dave.
I got your back on that one, Dave.
That's not on you, Dave. That's not your fault.
I was so proud of myself, too. Getting it 2 days in advance. Look at me planning ahead.
2 days in advance.
2 days in advance. Wait, now.
Two days in advance.
You know what, Rick?
Advance.
Everything that I just said about having Dave's back, I'm taking it back right now. 2 days in advance.
And birthday snuck up.
I got LaGreca calling when I'm pulling into the parking lot. Who did the Knicks trade in the Anthony trade? Then I parked and Kay calls with his question.
And you answer the bell. That's what you do. You answer the bell.
Yeah, I couldn't help it.
I'm surprised they would send an email. What was the email? A receipt? An email receipt?
I guess it's a receipt.
You didn't ask for a printed receipt?
I got a printed receipt. She first gave me the printed receipt. I was like, great. And then she's like, oh, by the way, just to cover all bases, we also send the email receipt. I'm like, what? Why would you do that?
Exactly.
So now, but she's good about it. She said nothing.
Yeah, but she knows.
She knows.
It ruined the surprise.
Yeah, so then I was actually talking to Ben. I said, do you think I should return it? And just get something else just so that she doesn't know what it's going to be?
No, women actually like that better. I feel like my wife would rather figure out the surprise than actually be surprised by the gift.
So she calls me as I'm on my way back. She goes, "Where are you?" And I said, "We're out." "Well, where are you?" I said, "We're out. We're doing something. Where are you?" And I was like,
"You know
what? I'm not going to fight this." I said, "We went out to pick up your birthday present."
Yeah, it's like she's forcing me to make up a lie when I shouldn't be lying. I'm going
exactly.
To
get you a gift. I don't want to lie. Then you're gonna think, where are you? What kind of trouble you got yourself into? So no, it's not worth it.
Well, here's the thing: she's asking where are you because she received an email that there was a purchase made on the account.
But then why would she ask? Then she should know where I was.
She wanted to make sure it was you, Dave. Got to make sure it's you.
Yeah, I don't know.
You surprised her. She's like, "Oh my god, exactly. 2 days early, he got me a present."
I know. She's probably got a Wednesday before the Friday.
Where'd my Dave go?
This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. All right, let's get into the baseball. Let's get to this call first, then we'll dive into what Derek Jeter had to say yesterday. Let's go to Joe from Massapequa. Joe, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good. What's going on, Joe?
So here's my question. 20, 30 years from now, any baseball purist, basketball, hockey purist, whatever, are they going to complain about an asterisk next to the shortened season with what's going on? Are they going to hold, they're not the real champion because they didn't play a full season? Or they're just going to be like, all right, everyone gets one of these in the books?
Well, I don't think there's going to be an asterisk next to any of the champions, right? They're not going to, in the record books, they're not going to put, Yankees win in a shortened season with an asterisk. I don't think that's going to happen. No.
No, that won't happen. And when people look back on 2020, I mean, what happened with the seasons is going to be the least of the concerns, right? Everybody's going to be talking about the pandemic and the fight for equality and, what happened in terms of the actual seasons with champions in the different sports leagues. I don't think people are going to too much care because everybody knows that this was an unprecedented time.
Yeah, what you're trying to do is you're trying to master the risk. I mean, it'd be something you talk about. I mean, you'll mention if you go back to the season who won the championship, I mean, that'll be a part of the conversation.
Yeah, you'll say, wasn't that wild season?
Yes.
It won't be a negative thing, I don't think. I mean, it shouldn't be a negative thing. I mean, the more people you talk to, Chris, as a professional athlete, under the circumstances, taking this long of a break coming back, being thrust into the playoffs for, NBA and NHL, being, quarantined in a hub or a bubble for that amount of days, the mental toll that would take.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, not having travel days and everything else. I mean, it's a new experience, but it might be. I mean, mentally you could make the argument. Physically, maybe not, but mentally you could make the argument. It might be tougher.
Isn't that what Giannis said? Giannis said this championship will be tougher than any other because of the hurdles they have to go through.
Yeah, Nick Nurse said the same thing,
and I don't think they're wrong.
I don't think so either. Could you imagine midway through the season taking a 4-month break and then bouncing right back into playoffs?
That's crazy.
While trying to stick to, in adhering to all these protocols at the same time? I'm mentally drained going to the grocery store. I couldn't imagine, to play.
But people don't go to the grocery store like you go to the grocery store. I mean, in time of pandemic, you don't need to squeeze all the avocados. Just go get something that looks decent and put it in the bag,
I get it,
God
but
sakes.
Maybe that's not a good example. I just mean as far as an athlete, your mindset, especially with one of these teams that's trying to win a championship, like the extra precautions every single day you're trying to take. I mean, you're thinking about that as you're going through your day, as opposed to just a regular day. You're just going about your business.
Yeah, I think when people look back on these seasons, everybody would say, you know what? It's commendable that the athletes decided to go out there with everything that was going on, because it could have been just as easy to throw in the towel and say that we're not playing.
And so the fact that the playoffs are the same.
Any team sports, period, is a good thing.
The playoffs are exactly the same. I mean, you're the Yankees. Right. You're gonna have to win a best of five. Then you're going to have to win a best of seven. Then you're going to have to win a best of seven. Football, you're going to have to play these same teams in the playoffs. Basketball.
Yeah, but baseball is different. Baseball is different, though. You're talking about a third of the season.
The playoffs are the same.
Yeah, but you're talking about a third of the season, though, Dave. You're talking about 162 versus 60.
Yeah, but as long as if the Yankees or Dodgers or one of the teams that you have, championship expectations for wins the championship, I don't think you'd really.
But if the Yankees get in,
focus that much on the 60 games.
If the Yankees just win the division and get in, isn't it just normal now? Even though you only played 60 games?
Yeah, see, that's my point. I mean, if it's all of a sudden because it's a 60-game sprint, you have this team that comes out that has no expectations at all, has a hot 60 games, and rolls through the playoffs and wins a championship.
That's different.
Yeah, like if you're talking about the Padres winning a championship.
But if it's Yankees Dodgers World Series and the Yankees lose, can you say it was a messed up season anyway? I think it's a real season.
I would agree with that.
What do we do? How do we look at it if the Mets win the World Series?
Well, then it's as real as it gets.
No, then we played 162. As far as anyone knows, we played 162.
Yeah. That's as real as it gets.
Couldn't get any realer than that.
Could you imagine that?
I'd be a mess. Oh, my goodness.
Be so happy.
But it feels like it would happen in a year like this, though, right? Where everything is upside down.
That's fine.
You'll take it?
Of course I'd take it. You wouldn't take a Yankees title?
Yeah, I said I would take a Yankees title, Dave, but this one wouldn't feel like the other 27.
Yeah, maybe only a Yankees fan can say that. Because if the Mets won the World Series, it would feel pretty.
That's exactly why Mets fans hate Yankees fans, what he just said.
Okay, well.
Because the title would feel different.
That's more of a problem than a us problem.
Me and Dave would be doing naked cartwheels down our streets, and Yankees fans would be like, yeah, this is okay. Yeah, it's not as good as the
series.
Other ones.
It's a tainted World Series.
No, the taint.
I didn't say it was tainted.
You say it won't feel like the others, though.
It wouldn't, though, Dave. I'm just saying, everybody would recognize this is a different circumstance.
And then think about the NHL, too.
The baseball season is going to have the biggest deviation of all the four major team sports.
That is correct.
Yeah, so to me, that one is up for debate. That one might feel a little different because baseball, you're not meant to have such a small sample size. But with the NHL, with the NBA, with pro football, fingers crossed, I don't feel like it would be that, you know, that association with the deviation from the norm of a regular season.
In the NHL, too, I mean, if you're one of these play-in teams, you have to win 19 games to win the championship.
Yeah. When we look back at the Knicks of 99 that lost to the Spurs, do we say, yeah, but that was a shortened season and they were the 8th seed? I never say that. The Knicks went to the finals in 99.
No, I don't think how these seasons are looked at, however they finish up, there should be any negative connotation attached.
No, I don't think it should be negative, Rick. I'm not saying that it's negative.
No, but most people, when you say asterisk, think negative.
No, I get what you're saying. I think when you look at this season, and like I just said, it's a good thing that the players are deciding to be willing to put themselves in harm's way to provide some entertainment, some sense of normalcy to the rest of the country. Like that's a positive. I'm just saying that in terms of how I would look at the Yankees championship if they were to win it this year as opposed to the other ones they've won in my lifetime, I wouldn't look at it the same. But that doesn't mean that it's not a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I wouldn't be excited.
But Chris, I could almost make the argument, because it's only 60 games, is that you're not able to take advantage of, you know, certain days where teams decide, you know what, I'm not going to use these guys in my bullpen, or, you know, I'm going to protect this guy, I'm going to keep him because it's a scheduled day off.
Yeah, it's less margin for error.
Well, it feels like you're going to get the best of the best almost every, like, yeah, almost every single game is going to be, yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But I think the grind of a 162 game regular season is something that can't be, you know, that's something that you can't get in a 60 game sprint. You know what I'm saying? Like, from that aspect of it, that's tough. This is a different type of grind.
There's a different feel to this. But it's more intense. I mean, you can't lose 8 out of 10 at any point this season where you have that option. I mean, last year, the Nationals were, what, 31 and 40-something, right? I mean, they were 19 and 31, right. Something like that. I figured
19 to 31.
Yeah, 19 to 31, well under 500. You're done.
Yeah. I mean, that's the season is pretty much over at that point, right?
You're totally done.
Yeah, you're talking about playing 50 games,
right?
Yeah, you're done. I mean, you can't have a bad 2 weeks in this stretch with the baseball season. That's not an option for most teams. So to your guy's point, every game would be weighted a lot more than a regular season game in a 162
every game is a series
season.
Every game counts as three. Yeah,
every game counts as three.
I don't know if you guys feel like this. I actually think, and I'm not saying that there's not something taken away because you're playing 60 instead of 160. I actually think this potentially could be a more fun regular season than we normally see.
Well, again, because it's the one thing that baseball doesn't have. I mean, for the most part, NBA and NHL don't have it either. You play too many games. There's no real, right. I mean, there's no real sense of urgency during the regular season until you get, obviously, towards the end of it. With the NFL, every single game, because you're only playing, you know, 16 is.
But that's what you have baked in here now.
Exactly right. You're exactly right.
And you know you'll probably never see it again, Dave.
Right.
That's the thing. You'll probably never get this again. So, like you guys have been saying all along, this could be a really fun baseball season. Like really fun. Like
unless
like
the Mets start at like 2-14.
It's almost at the point. It's almost at the point where baseball would be appointment television.
It will be. First of all, I think any sport's going to be appointment television.
I don't know. Baseball's
going to come back first.
Can we be completely honest here for a second?
I like honesty. Yeah.
I mean, just think about this. Again, this is all being extremely optimistic. Baseball starts up, then boom, July 30th, you got NBA, NHL. What are you going to do with yourself? From the time we get off the radio, you're going to have, it's going to be game after game after game after game.
Yeah.
It's going to be unbelievable.
It'll be phenomenal.
I can't wait. I don't understand the question. What do you mean, what am I going to do with myself?
I don't know.
You're going to watch
I'm going to lock in on the television.
Yeah. I'm going to watch
gonna
every game like overload, they play.
It's going to be like overload, though.
And that's a problem? You haven't had sports in months.
Exactly right. It's my first time back. You know, the first time's never. I mean, you're a little nervous the first time. How am I going to deal with all
nervous.
This?
You might be a little nervous, a little anxious.
I was eager. I was eager. I was there. You might talk about hesitating. Nah, I was ready to go. Just like I'm ready for sports to start, man. I'm ready. It's time, man.
I may have to start shutting it down
3-4
like 5:30.
Months.
I may go 5:30 shutdowns here just to get myself prepared.
What do you mean 5:30? You can't shut down at 5:30.
Oh, I could definitely shut down at 5:30. A little Z-Quil.
Well, what are you going to – well, you're not going to see any of the games.
I'm saying now to get myself ready for the games.
Oh,
I have
just
to stay
to,
up
just
late.
To, what are you like you're going to hibernate for the next month?
Right.
I'm going to jump into training camp. I'm going to jump into the summer camp. 2.0, get myself ready.
So you're going to go from – I mean, hold on. So what time did you go to bed last night?
I can't tell you that. Good try.
You're going to go from that to going to bed at 5:30?
Yeah, I could go 5:30.
You could not go to bed at 5:30.
I promise you I could go to bed at 5:30.
And sleep through the night.
Do you know how tired I am at 5:30? It's a battle to keep my eyes open.
When do you eat?
Are you going to have Milo and Ella tuck you in?
Yeah, that's fine. Read me a story.
When would you have dinner if you go to bed at 5:30?
4:30-ish.
No.
Maybe no.
No, you can't.
Why not?
No, you can't do this.
It's very Floridian. Yeah, what do you mean? A little early bird special?
No, in Florida, they don't go to bed at 5. They have early dinner, and they might go to bed early-ish. They don't go to bed at 5:30.
Yeah, why do I have to do what they? I mean, I could make my own set of rules.
So you're telling me that you and Cassie could potentially get into bed and go to sleep at 5:30?
Yeah, I mean, that could happen.
No. When they
you
can't,
have
who's
three
gonna
more
the kids
hours
to bed?
Of daylight when you're going to bed. You're going to go to bed at 5:30.
I would go to bed at 5:30. Yeah, I mean, I can't. It's probably not going to happen. I would like to go to bed at 5:30. It probably won't going to happen.
5:30. What time are you going to wake up at 1 in the morning?
Yeah, wake up at 1, you go pee, and then go back to sleep for a couple hours. Just so I'm ready for when all the sports takes place.
And you know what happens the first night you stay up till midnight? You'll be completely shot.
Yeah, it'll be a bad day. The next day will be tough to recover from. I mean, I'll have to work. You can't store sleep. I can't store sleep.
People cannot store sleep.
I don't think we work like that, Rico.
If you go a night where you don't sleep, if you slept 14 hours for the month prior every night, you're still going to be exhausted.
Yeah, but maybe because I've been sleeping so many hours every single day.
I don't think it works like that.
That I have so much built up.
No.
That
you cannot store sleep.
I can extend myself a little bit more once the season starts.
I don't think so.
You don't think that works that way?
No, I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you.
I might try it next week, 5:30.
5:30?
Do you know exactly what days you plan on trying it?
By the way, I don't know why people tweet me to get to you, but that seems to be a very common theme. Ted Zagleski tweets me, "Tell Rick I do the same thing at the grocery store. The anxiety is unbelievable.
Unmatched." I made the mistake of wearing a white t-shirt yesterday, too, which was a bad look for me.
So now you're concerned about your appearance when you go.
When you're drenched in sweat and you pull up at the register and you're already mad because the person in front of you is throwing
drenched in sweat
because there's a light. It was hot in there. There was a lot of people not social distancing. So I'm trying to move around, find the right aisles. And then I get to the checkout and my cart is overflowing with things. Cassie wanted ice. So I just imagine the ice is melting. And then the savage in front of me is just throwing items, just produce, just throwing it on the belt. Just randomly. Oh, look, here's two green peppers. Here's some of this. I'm like, what are we doing? Now this poor lady who's trying to get you out of here has to round all this stuff up and weigh it.
Oh, it's so good.
Just put it in a bag. I mean, I don't understand what we're doing.
And you're drenched in sweat.
You could see through my... I look like I was taking part in a wet t-shirt contest.
Oh, God.
Disgusting. And then it doesn't stop there. At least usually like when you go to the grocery store, it's like, okay, come home, unload the groceries, you're done. It's just the beginning. Now I got to come home. I got to unload them. Now I got to bring out the wipes. We got to wipe everything down.
Yeah, but 5 hours. And then it's bedtime.
To take my clothes off. Yeah, then it's bedtime. Then it's dinner and bedtime.
Yep.
Milo reads me a quick bedtime story, and then I'm out.
Now, someone at the station is sending me, we're going to open up Pandora's box here, sending me a text that says, yesterday you said you wore the same exact outfit every single time, and now today, yesterday you tell us you're in a white t-shirt. What's going on?
Well, yeah, see, here's the thing, though, and I appreciate that person that listens.
Mm-hmm.
What happened yesterday was Cass was disgusted because she heard that on the radio, so little to with no knowledge of this, I went down to put on my outfit, and it was already...
It was laid out for you?
No, it was being washed.
Oh, okay.
She's like, I mean, you can't keep doing it. I didn't even realize. She goes, I didn't realize you were in the same outfit. I said, why do you think I hang it up outside? She's like, that's disgusting. So she washed it, and I was forced to wear my secondary...
Oh, you are the gift that keeps on giving.
My secondary grocery outfit.
Oh, God.
Which is now also... Which also had to be washed, because it was so
have
disgusting.
Did you have time with all the shopping and wiping off the groceries, time to put a CMT together for today?
Oh, of course.
Okay, good.
I got two. I got three CMTs just sitting here. I got three.
You got them in the bank now?
I got them in. I'm putting them in the bank, baby.
Wow. It's like going to bed early. It's got all these extra CMTs just ready to go.
Banking sleep. I'm going to look that up. That's got to be.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Because it's a Friday and a Thursday this week. Tomorrow's an off day for most. So we're celebrating the 4th of July today. And what better way to celebrate the 4th of July? And I'm sure there's going to be a very patriotic edition of CMT.
Very patriotic.
Yeah, I knew it.
Had a lot going on. I was
hot dog eating?
Hot dog eating, Nathan's.
Yeah.
That was the initial thought. Then I said, you know what, July, maybe I do, you know, famous people born in July.
Ooh.
I said, no. This is, I don't want to get too far in the weeds. I want to appeal to what people like. I know what Dave likes. I know what Chris likes. I know what I like. I know what Chris Carlin likes, so there's a lot of pressure on this list. He's texting me right now. He's our connoisseur of this kind of topic.
So Carlin now gives you insight into CMT.
He's my consigliere, yeah.
Okay,
for topics like this. Did you guys realize, so I'm tying this into the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Okay, so we're going to do a fast food edition of CMT.
Okay.
Did you realize fast food is a $234 billion industry in America?
No.
Yeah.
Did not realize that.
$234 billion
industry. That is a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Thriving, you'd say.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to start you off easy. You guys ready for this? Cuddle,
Mary, there is no
trash.
Easy when it comes to fast food, by the way.
Fast food edition. Fingers crossed I don't offend Chris Carlin. I'm going to give you the Whopper.
Oh.
I'm going to give you the Big Mac. Then I'm going to give you the Wendy's Baconator.
Ooh. All right, Chris, I'm willing to start if you'd like that.
Go ahead, Dave.
All right, and I know mine are going to be met with resistance, and truthfully, I don't care. I'm marrying the Whopper.
You got to make me the Whopper.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
I love the Whopper. In fact, drove by a BK yesterday and discussed the Whopper as we went by. I love the Whopper.
Whopper is tasty.
It's delicious. It's sensational. I
you
love
got that flame broiled patty. Ugh.
Love the Whopper. I'm not going to make any apologies for it. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm going to be honest about it. I love the Whopper. If you put the two Whoppers in front of me right at this moment, I could eat them immediately and would. Love the Whopper.
Which is amazing how much you love the Whopper. And Kay almost vomited when he ate the Whopper.
I can't even put into words how ridiculous that was.
I love that. Chris has to swim with sharks. I have to jump out of a plane.
Yeah, I have to fight Dave a heavyweight champion, and Michael has to eat a Whopper. I mean, for everyone else, it's like, oh, I get a free lunch? Great.
You gotta make him eat the Whopper.
All right. I'm gonna cuddle Wendy's.
Bombs and
I think Wendy's is very underrated. I really do. I don't think it gets the love that it deserves. I will cuddle right into Wendy's, and I'm not trying to make enemies, and I apologize. I'm not a big fan of the Big Mac.
I just don't
really enjoy it. So I will trash the Big Mac.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
What about the Big Mac don't you like?
It's not that tasty to me. And that movie that I watched, what was it? Super Size Me left me very uncomfortable. I don't know. I just don't love the Big Mac.
Don't love the Big Mac? That's almost un-American. All right, Chris, what do you got?
Well, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So Dave is trashing the Big Mac. I am marrying the Big Mac.
I
mean, you know, the two patties, you got the buns, you got the special sauce, secret sauce. I mean, I love the Big Mac. Give me the old number one any day of the week. I will cuddle the Whopper.
Bombs and hellacious seeds.
Under these terms. No mayonnaise.
Yeah, I don't like mayonnaise
with
either.
Cheese. I don't like the fact that the Whopper is not offered with cheese as it being standard. That never made sense to me. I hate having to go up to the window or go up to the counter and say, with cheese. Like, it should be understood that the Whopper comes with cheese. If you don't want the cheese, then say you don't want it. But don't make me ask for it every single time. I think that's ridiculous. But I'm still going to cuddle the Whopper. And as painful as it is for me to do this to Wendy's, because I love bacon, I've got to trash the Baconator. Because it just does not stack up to the Big Mac and to the Whopper.
Wow, interesting.
I love the passion that Canty has for these sandwiches, by the way.
These kind of topics bring the best out of one.
You ask him running backs, and he's concise, and he's excellent, and he's well thought out. But you ask him about fast food sandwiches, and he's passionate. There's passion.
Emotion. Emotion.
Yeah. There's real deep passion.
Actually, by the way, too, my first girlfriend ever worked at Wendy's. She used to hook it up.
I'm sure she did.
You know what's a secretly tasty order at Wendy's? Is when you get the baked potato and then you dump the chili on the baked potato. Love that.
All right,
let's go French fries. Let's go French fries. I'm going to get McDonald's fries, Chick-fil-A waffle fries, or the Arby fry.
McDonald's fries, Chick-fil-A, or Arby's?
Yep.
Yeah, you're up, Chris.
Okay. I am going to marry McDonald's fries.
If it was socially acceptable,
that
I would
is
marry
still
them.
The gold standard for fries, no pun intended. But yeah, I'm going to marry McDonald's fries. I am going to cuddle the Chick-fil-A waffle
bombs
fries.
And hellacious
and that's a,
seeds.
That's a tough call when you compare it to the Arby's curly fries. They're both right there. But I'll just go ahead and give Chick-fil-A the edge because you can drench the fries in Polynesian sauce, and I love that Polynesian sauce. So I'm going to give Chick-fil-A the edge over Arby's curly fries. So I'm trashing Arby's curly fries, cuddling Chick-fil-A's waffle fries, marrying Mickey D's fries.
All right, of all the trio of questions that we've had, I don't think any is easier than this. As much as I don't enjoy the Big Mac, the McDonald's fries are, I mean, the Mount Rushmore of food, period. Forget about fast food. So I'm looking at 60 year down the line, old and gray by the end of this thing, marriage with
if
the McDonald's fries.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
Anything else pales in comparison, but I will agree with Chris. I'll go waffle fries from Chick-fil-A.
Bombs and hellacious
seeds. And I will trash the Arby's fry. But I just wanted understood that this was a no-brainer for the McDonald's fry.
But they have to be on the list. I mean, you have to mention the McDonald's fry. You have to.
Oh, it's,
I mean,
it's
even
the
if
best.
Everyone's going to marry it, you have to. I mean, it has to be mentioned. I have to keep it. I love the McDonald's fries. I would have to keep the Arby fry around. I love.
But you'd marry McDonald's.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I almost feel like it's what you just did was unfair. Like, nothing can compete with the McDonald's fry.
I know, but you know how people are. If all of a sudden I don't include in the fry category McDonald's fries.
No, I understand
fries,
your dilemma.
It's going to be.
I do.
They'll be. Yeah. All right, here we go. This is. I don't know how hard this is, but I'm going to give you breakfast. Okay?
Mm-hmm. This is easy as well if I'm getting what I want.
I'm going to give you, but here's the thing, though. I'm actually, because I don't know how many of, I don't know if you guys have tried Wendy's breakfast or not. I'm going to say you probably haven't tried Wendy's breakfast yet, so I'm going to eliminate Wendy's breakfast.
You're
going to
go
from
with
this.
Two McDonald's breakfasts, aren't you?
I'm going to give you the McGriddle. The McMuffin, however you'd like the McMuffin, could be sausage McMuffin, could be a regular egg McMuffin, and I'm going to give you the Burger King Chris sandwich, which is
this
Cassie's
is not
favorite.
Easy.
She loves the Chris sandwich.
That's outstanding. Chris sandwich
is not easy. Yeah. I'm going to marry the McMuffin.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
And you can almost do whatever you'd like with the McMuffin, and it would still win. You can put sausage on it. You can put ham on it. You can really go in any direction, and I'll still marry the McMuffin. Chris Sandwich is so good. But so is the McGriddle. These are
real
problems.
That's the common misconception. When you say Canadian bacon, people hear bacon and think it's bad for you. Canadian bacon is actually good for you. It's not terrible for you.
I'm going to cuddle the Chris Sandwich.
Bombs and
hellacious. The croissant really makes the difference. And I will trash the McGriddle.
Garbage. Yeah. This, garbage.
This is really tough for me, guys. Not so much with the number one, with the marriage choice, because I'm agreeing with Dave. You got to marry the Chris Sandwich. You have to marry it.
Well, I didn't marry the Chris Sandwich. I
married the McMuffin.
Yeah.
You married the McMuffin?
I did. I love the McMuffin.
What kind of person
are you? Listen, I'm not embarrassed. I'm not afraid.
What kind of person
I'm going to stand up strong here.
What kind of animal are you?
Oh. He looks like a McMuffin.
Wow, that's so disrespectful.
It's fine.
The croissant is what puts the Chris Sandwich on another level. Like the croissant with the bacon and the eggs and the cheese. It's magically delicious. I'm going with the
Lucky Charms.
I'm going with marrying the Burger King croissant sandwich, and I am going to cuddle.
I would marry them.
The McMuffin. Now,
bombs,
this was a tough call.
Delicious seeds.
But I'm a little bit of a traditionalist when it comes to my fast food, so I am going to cuddle the McMuffin. Nothing like a,
you even have a
nice
soul.
Bacon, egg, and cheese McMuffin. And I am going to painfully trash the McGriddle.
Look at this garbage!
I will tell you what. If you told me that you pick an amount of time, I had to eat a sausage McMuffin in a hash brown every day for breakfast for a certain amount of time, I would sign up for it.
With no health complications.
But exactly, with no health complications.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Because the McDonald's hash brown, too, is delicious.
Yep.
All right, let's go chicken sandwiches. I'm going to give you a Popeye's chicken sandwich. I'm going to give you Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich. And I'm going to give you a Wendy's, regular or spicy, whatever you like, Wendy's chicken sandwich.
All
right, Chris, you're up.
This is easy.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, you gave it to us in the order that they're going to be married, cuddled, and trashed. I'm marrying Popeye's chicken sandwich.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
I am cuddling Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich.
Bombs and hellacious seeds.
And I'm trashing Wendy's chicken sandwich.
Look at this garbage!
I could not agree more. I'm locked in. Popeye's is the best. Chick-fil-A is delicious. Wendy's good, but not in that same category. Boom. Done.
At least I have chicken.
Before I ask you this question, before I ask you the category, I want to ask you a question. Have the both of you had In-N-Out?
Yes.
Is that the California product?
Yes.
Yeah. I have never had In-N-Out.
Okay, so I won't ask you this one then. I'll take that one out. All right. This is, healthier fast food. It's good food fast. Subway, Jimmy John's, Jersey Mike's.
All right. Chris, I think I go. What's the last one?
Jersey Mike's, Jimmy John's, Subway.
I love... I love Jersey Mike's. Love it.
So good.
I'll marry it.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
I mean, if I could go Egg McMuffin breakfast, Jersey Mike's lunch, even if I took a couple years off my life, I'd probably die a happy man.
So good.
So I'm marrying Jersey Mike's. I'm going to cuddle Jimmy John's.
Bombs and
not only is it very tasty, but it gets there very quickly. So I'll cuddle Jimmy John's, and I enjoy Subway, but of this trio, I'll have to trash.
Look at this garbage!
Okay, I'm doing the same thing that Dave did, and I'm going to take it a step further and tell you what I'm ordering from Jersey Mike's. I'm a big kahuna guy when I go there. Got to get the giant on white bread. With Jimmy John's, I'm an Italian nightclub guy. I think that's the number 9, and I'm trashing Subway. At this stage in the game, I'm just not going to Subway. So,
remember how much you used to like Subway, though?
I still enjoy Subway.
I still enjoy Subway, but of the three,
that's what I said. Absolutely,
especially when you take that Jersey Mike sub and you let it, just keep it wrapped up for a couple extra minutes, so all the
stuff gets in there.
Oh,
yeah.
The dressing just seeps into the bread a little bit. Jimmy John's does have really good bread, though. By the way, Jimmy John's
very good bread,
delicious bread. Desserts, Frosty, McFlurry, or a DQ Blizzard?
Frosty, McFlurry, or the Blizzard?
The Blizzard, yeah.
Chris, you're up.
Okay, I don't know how you couldn't marry the Blizzard. Like, Dairy Queen has got the Blizzard game on lock. Anything else is just an imitation of what they've already mastered. So I'm marrying
them. If it
was
socially acceptable, I would marry them.
I am going to cuddle up next to the McFlurry.
Bombs and...
Wow.
And I know it feels a little disrespectful to the Frosty, but I don't know.
Very much so.
McDonald's did something with that McFlurry, man. You put the little toppings in there. I'm a McFlurry guy, and I'm trashing the Frosty.
By the way, never did I realize that Chris had such an affinity to the fast food.
Loves it.
I mean, we are seeing a new side of you.
Listen, just because I know there's some places that you haven't tried, I didn't even throw up. If I had thrown Bojangles in here, he would have lit up.
Oh,
lit
yeah.
up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I am going to, I mean, the Blizzard, it takes second place to no one. So I'm going to marry the Blizzard.
If it was socially acceptable, I would.
What kind of Blizzard? Cuddle. Time out. What kind of Blizzard? What's going in the Blizzard?
Give me options.
Are we going Butterfinger?
Butterfinger Blizzard.
Yeah, I can go Butterfinger.
Butterfinger Blizzard.
It's ridiculous.
I'm cuddling the Frosty. I'm not cuddling the McFlurry. And the McFlurry, listen, it's not the direction I'm heading in.
The McFlurry is a knockoff Blizzard.
Yeah.
There's no originality to that.
No,
it's not, but the toppings is what separates the McFlurry from the Frosty.
And that's fine, and you cuddled it, and I trashed it. That's fine.
Exactly.
All right, last one. Here it is. Last one. This is an all-encompassing category.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking breakfast and lunch.
Oh,
McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's.
McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's.
Everything into account.
Yeah.
This puts you in a tough spot because you love the McDonald's fries. You love the Whopper.
I know. This is
you
really,
like the Frosty.
This is not easy for me. All right. Oh, God. All right. I'm gonna trash Wendy's.
Oh, God, you trashed Wendy's.
I'm sorry.
Animal. He's an animal.
I'm trashing Wendy's.
Dave Thomas just right in the garbage. Ugh. Oh, by the way, Wendy's too. Dave Thomas, July birthday. Just so you know in my research.
Okay. Put that in the Rolodex.
If Andy from Merrick asks us.
Yeah. In what month was Dave Thomas born? All right. I'm going to trash Wendy's. I am... Oh, boy. See, the question now is, do you appreciate breakfast better or lunch better? Typically, I'm a small breakfast guy, bigger lunch guy. I'll cuddle McDonald's.
Bombs and hellacious seeds.
I'll marry Burger King.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
You're a monster. Dave, we're simpatico. I'm going to do the same exact thing. I'm gonna marry Burger King.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
I'm cuddling Mickey D's.
Bombs and hellacious seeds.
And I'm trashing Wendy's.
Look at this garbage! Look at this garbage!
Guys are crazy.
You're why? How are we crazy?
You can't. I can't trash Wendy's. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Well, no one's asking you to do that.
I'm trashing Burger King.
Oh. You're trashing Burger King?
So trashing
no Burger. You're an animal.
No breakfast sandwich?
No,
no
I told you.
Cheese?
Listen to the pain
no, give me the
voice.
Egg. Give me the sausage McMuffin. Give me the 15 hash browns, McDonald's fries, Big Mac, 20-piece nugget,
I mean,
spicy
but
mustard,
what,
and some barbecue.
What's Wendy's claim to fame for breakfast?
I haven't eaten it yet, but I heard it's great. I could care. I'm
so you're just going in blind to the breakfast?
No, I'm going Frosty. I'm going Baconator. I'm going baked potato. I'm going chili.
You don't know anything about the breakfast.
There's nothing about the
you
breakfast.
You know nothing about the breakfast, and you're taking
nothing.
Wendy's.
I'm taking Wendy's.
Wow.
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
There you have it.
You better give that some more thought.
Yeah, shotgun marriage. Me and Wendy's. Shotgun marriage.
Awful decision.
You better make
all
sure
right.
You
excellent
get a
edition of CMT. Charles Gasparino from Fox Business with a tweet. Breaking news. Allen and Company set a July 9th date for the bids for the Mets interested parties, which include A-Rod, Harris Blitzer Entertainment, Steve Cohen, and maybe the Rubin Brothers. More news developing as we get more. We'll bring it to your attention. But, Rick, this is going to happen very soon, and I still stand by it. I think Steve Cohen will be the next owner of the Mets.
Yeah, listen, I mean, and he's a smart guy. I mean, he offered the $2.6 billion, clearly with the pandemic and everything else. I mean, if he swings around, he's got the most money. So if it's something that he wants, hopefully, I mean, it's something that he tries to get.
But why would he not want it? He wanted it. It filtered out. It flamed out. It's now available even quicker. He can get it for well less. Why would he not still want it?
I would imagine he would still want it. Yeah. I mean, if I was Steve Cohen in you know,
and then you look so good, right? You offered 2.6, it didn't work out. Now you're going to swoop in and get it for what, $2 billion? So you're going to save $600 million and still wind up with exactly what you wanted, probably quicker?
Yeah, but anything you spend less than $2.6 billion, being able to all of a sudden now take control of the team, not wait 5 years.
Exactly. Yep.
And maybe have SNY thrown in. I mean, that's, of course you're going to do that if that's what you really want. I think it's up to him. I mean, if this is some, I don't care what the other bids are. He's got the most money. If he wants it,
right,
he'll get it.
I hope he wants it.
And then
that's
maybe
who
we'll
you want to own the team, right?
Yeah, I mean, I want to be one of the teams that's always in the conversation when there's a big time free agent to be signed.
Yes, yes. Then money's not an issue.
Exactly right.
Yeah. That's what I want as well.
DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg. Weekdays at 10 on 98.7 ESPN.